What we've just heard from the Israeli foreign minister about the armed Palestinian groups is utterly different from what I heard last week from Palestinians in Gaza City. All over the walls there, you can see posters memorializing the young Palestinians who belonged to Hamas, the Al-Aqsa Martyrs Brigade, or Palestinian Islamic Jihad, and who died, some in suicide bombings, some in firefights with Israelis. Israel condemns them as terrorists. Palestinians honor them as martyrs. How those factions behave and how the Palestinian Authority deals with them are key questions for the future. For now, their bombs are silent, the Israelis are no longer targeting their leaders, and the new Palestinian Authority president, Mahmoud Abbas, is negotiating with them to join in a national consensus. Hamas is the most interesting of these groups, since it's more than just an armed faction. It's the Palestinian Islamist movement. It has a worldview, political Islam. It provides social services. A poll out today gives it about 20% support among Palestinians. That's half the support that Abbas's Fatah movement commands, but it is the most significant minority in Palestinian politics. Bloodied and exhausted by fighting, with thousands of its members in prison, many of its leaders killed by Israel, Hamas has a stake in a ceasefire. But Hamas spokesman Sami Hamdan Abu Zuri told us in Gaza the armed intifada that seems to have ended achieved important things.
For sure, and the main achievement of it, that the Israelis, the enemy, they decide to withdraw from Gaza.
How confident are you that the Israelis will withdraw from Gaza?
The most important that they started to talk about the necessity of withdrawing from Gaza. I'm sure and completely convinced that they are going to leave. Maybe it will take time, but they are going to do.
What is Hamas's position on the state of Israel? Does it have a right to exist?
Well, the Israeli-Arab conflict is a very complicated and very long conflict, and it cannot be solved soon. So Hamas would accept permanent solutions to go on in life, but at the meantime, we cannot accept the legitimacy of the existence of Israel in the lands of the historical Palestine.
So far, for now, you don't concede any legitimate right of Israel.
For sure.
Can you imagine all of the armed men of Hamas working instead under a single government, that there will be a monopoly, a state monopoly on the use of force, and that will be the government, and that the people who have carried weapons for Hamas will now perhaps become policemen who carry weapons for the Palestinian Authority instead, or the state of Palestine instead?
This is for sure a natural thing, a natural result. But when it will happen? Only after the dismission of the occupation. Only when the Israelis are withdrawing from the cities. And then, of course, it is happening.
But in Gaza, the Israelis could be out of Gaza within months, completely. Does that mean within months there'll no longer be Hamas armed force at all? It'll all be a single Palestinian security service, a single Palestinian armed force?
إذا كان انسحابا شاملا وحقيقيا نعم يمكن أن يحدث ذلك.
If it will be a complete real withdrawal, of course, it will happen.
From Gaza, even if it hasn't completely happened in the West Bank.
No.
Yes.
This year, Hamas candidates did very well in local Palestinian elections, running as reformers against the corruption of the Fatah establishment. But the movement boycotted the presidential vote. Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas wants Hamas to evolve into a political party and field candidates in legislative elections this summer. Negotiators are crafting an electoral system by which some members of the Palestinian Legislative Council, the PLC, would be chosen by proportional representation from party lists. Until now, they've been chosen from legislative districts. Spokesman Sami Hamdan Abu Zuri says Hamas and other smaller Palestinian factions favor that change.
النظام القديم في الانتخابات هو نظام فردي.
The other system of the list is giving bigger chance for them to be part of the PLC members. And this is what we are looking for.
He says Hamas is studying that proposed election law positively. People whom Israel might want to see in Palestinian jails may sit in the Palestinian legislature instead. Each faction in Gaza brings a distinct challenge to Palestinian efforts to reform and negotiate peace with Israel. For now, all the factions speak of swearing off violence for the short term while waiting to see what Israel does. Future prisoner releases are vitally important to them. And so is the one tangible change in their situation, the ability to circulate in public without fear of being spotted by Israeli drones and killed by Israeli rockets.
Our special Mideast coverage continues at our website, npr.org. There you'll find bios of key Palestinian and Israeli players and a glossary of terms about the region.